We are learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and we are here. What are we speaking about over here? About the different Makoiris for Baal Ta'achar. We got lots of Makoiris for Baal Ta'achar, and that's like troubling, because we have two Makoiris for an Aseh, two Makoiris for a Loisa Aseh, two Makoiris for Bezdin getting involved. What do we need two Makoiris for? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Chad de'amar v'loi Afrish. Chad de'afrish v'lo Akrib. We're right now on the third wide line, the last word on the line, Daf Vav Amid Aleph. Chad Damer V'lo Afrish. One of the psukim is there for a person who is in the first stage. There are three stages of bringing your carbon. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Thank you very much. Is when he says, Hare Olai Lahavi Karban. That's one stage, or at least could be one stage. When he brings a neder, that's his neder. Number two is when he says, Hare Zu Lechoivasis. Hare Zu Oila, Hare Zu Shlamim. Which means that he is mafresh. He sets aside the animal. Number three is when he actually brings the animal to the Beis HaMikdash. Yes. He needs to do number two to bring the korban. He doesn't necessarily need to do number one, which we'll see about in a momentarily. But so you can have Baal Ta'achar between stage one and stage two, because all he did is said that he's going to bring a korban, didn't set aside which one. Or you could have Baal Ta'achar between stage two and stage three. He decided which carbon to bring, but he didn't actually bring it. So says the Gemara, Chad the Amar v'loi Afrish, Chad the Afrish v'loi Akrib. Those are the two times when you can have Baal Ta'achar. Now the Gemara asks the obvious question, or addresses the obvious question, Vitzricha, because I need both of them. I would have thought maybe they're different. The Ashmina Amar v'loi Afrish, Mishum d'loi Kaima l'diburei, if you'd only mention. Where he's Amar V'loi Afrish, where he said he's going to bring it and he wasn't Mafrish, he did not fulfill his pledge. He did not do what he said he's going to do. It wasn't Mekayim is Dibor. Amar Afrish V'lo Akrib Ema, Kolecha D'Isa Begazia, D'Rachmana Isa. But I would think Afrish, once he set it aside, so even though he didn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, but this is considered to be an Hashem's domain, because everywhere in the world is like Hashem's backyard. Kolecha de'isa, wherever it is, Begazia de'rachman. It's like it's in Hashem's, what's it called? What do we call that? His pen? Right. Sandbox was our Lashon Saginar. That's the way we said it, his sandbox. But his what's it called? His corral. His corral. Begazia de'rachman isa. So therefore, it's not called he was over anything. He gave it to Hashem. Tzricha. Therefore, I need the second pasuk to say that even over here, there's going to be about Ta'achar. Yashmina afish v'akub. If you're only talking about between stage two and stage three, where he's mafresh and he doesn't bring it, to kamashi gabe, because he's holding it by him. It's something tangible, my friends. And it's something that he's holding on to. But if he says and he doesn't do, I would think maybe dibur, words are nothing. They're just empty promises. And maybe that would not be a din of Baal Ta'achar, because there's nothing tangible here. Tzricha, I need both psukim. That says the Gemara. Umi matzis amra, could you say, we're talking about amar v'loi afresh? Could we say we're talking about that case where he only said and did not set aside? Hanidava ksiva. One of the things that we said have these dinim is nidava. Now, what is a nidava? The Gemara is going to tell us nidava is where he starts at stage two. What is the first thing he says? Harezu karban. Harezu oil. Harezu shlamim. So there's no amar v'loi afresh when it comes to a nidava. Nidava is a hafrasha. Vitznan, like it says in the Mishnah, Ezeu neder ha'imar harei alai oila. What's a neder? I accept upon myself to bring an oila. Ezeu nedava ha'imar harei zu oila. Uma be neder le nedava. Neder meiso nigdam chayv b'achar yusai. A neder, if it dies or it gets stolen, he is responsible to replace it, because after all, he accepted upon himself. He said, I am going to bring an oila. I am going to make sure it gets there. So therefore, if it dies or if it gets stolen, so I have to bring another one. But nedava, when I say harezu, I didn't say I'm going to bring an oila. I'm saying this is an oila. If this oila dies, so do I have to make another one? No, because this one is gone. But mesa oinignava ein achayev achrayus is not rechayev to replace it. So the point is that nedava is harezu. So there, you can't say that the one pasuk is coming to tell you that in a case of Hare Alai, because there is no Hare Alai. Amarava Mishkachas Lo. Rava says, I will find even by Nidava a case when there is a Amar V'loi Afrish, Kigoin, how could I find that? The Amar. Hare alai oila. Almanas she'eni chayev achrayusa. Says Rava, a person says it's upon me to bring an oila, but I'm stipulating that I will not be responsible to make sure that the animal gets to the Beis HaMikdash. So, what Rava is introducing to us, Rava's novel idea is that would be categorized as a nidava, even though he says the words are alai. But being that he stipulates that he's not chayiv achrayis, which type of oath is a person not chayiv in achrayis on? A nidava. So Rav is saying we would categorize this as a nidava, even though he's saying hare alai. So therefore, I can have a nidava that is omar v'loy afrish, and that's my case, says Rav. Beautiful. That's the end of this discussion. Continues the Gemara, b'ficha zut staka. So when it comes to tztaka, also we have a din of baal ta'acher, and we learn it from the words b'ficha. It's in your mouth. What? I'm not saying I'm responsible. Hare alai. So what does he gain by saying hare alai Yes, I hear what you're saying. Yoni is asking, why doesn't he just say Hare Zu? Hare Zu would make you not chayv and achray. So let's Hare Alai. And yeah, I don't know the answer. It's a good question, Yoni. Yoni asks good questions.
But Hare Zu is already afresh.
I can't hear you so well.
Hare Zu is already afresh. That was the problem.
Turn it lower for the davening. What was that, Rav Pinchas?
Harezu is already afresh. That you don't have a case of Amar then.
And a Hanami, but listen, this guy, what does he want now? He wants. Oh, I tell you why. I tell you why. Very simply, Yoni. Okay. He doesn't want to be mafresh. This person does not want to be mafresh, but he doesn't want responsibility. No, it's I want to Hare Alai La Bi Karbon, and when I set it aside, whichever one it is, I don't want Achrayus. So how is he going to create that? So he can create that by making this interesting type of crossbreed. He doesn't know which animal. Maybe he doesn't even have an animal here yet. But he says, I'm going to accept upon myself to bring one animal, but if it gets lost, I don't want to have to replace it. So he does that by creating this crossbreed. Hare alai, that's kind of what I understood from Pinchas Bohensky. Lita. Okay, my friends, let's keep going. B'ficha zut staka. Yoni doesn't like it. Too bad. We're going for it. It says in the pasuk b'ficha, it's an extra pasuk, and we learn out from here that staka is baal ta'acher. Listen to this interesting thing. Amar Rava, v'tztaka mechayev ala le'alter. Rabbi Goodman, this might be also affected by the chakir we spoke about from Naftali Trop. He says tztaka your chayev immediately in baal ta'acher. Immediately. My time, so we're talking about the type of tztaka that there's an ani who's standing right there. So therefore, you have to give him tztaka immediately. Now, this is something that always troubled me. Let's say there's an ani, he's in the room, he's walking by you. Now, you know he's going to make a second lap, right? You're in Dushinsky, Lamazagin, Halavai, we should be back. And you're standing in the back, he's going to move to the front, he's going to do his round. And he's coming back to you. Do you have to give him the right away when he comes, or can you say, you know what? I'll wait till there's a famous story in the Gemara about that. What? Meeting the davening. You're like, you know what? I'm holding by like a very intense place. I want to like have kavana. I'll get to him later. So is that baal ta'acher? So I don't know, but the Gemara says over here. It says la'alter. So you have to ask Rabbeinu this question because it says. Again, the first one online is b'ficha, but around eight lines, nine lines up from the bottom. B'ficha zut staka, amarava tztaka mechaivalei le'alter ma'itayma. Zakayma aniyim, because there's aniyim standing there. Says the Gemara, shita, obviously. Why would I think you have to wait till you go to Shalosh Regalim? What is staka? Like, you know, you're going to go up to the Beis HaMikdash to give the aniyim? Well, it's obvious. Ma'u de'tayma, I may have thought, kivon. Well, in the end of the day, it was written in context of the other korbanos. So the korbanos are all shalosh regalim. They're all linked, or they're all dated by shalosh regalim. All of them, that is their time frame. So I might think this also keeps the same time frame. Why? Because there is a custom. I don't know why. Kikarbanos. Kamash malon. That no. Hasam hu detalino rabachmana biregalam. Only over there by karbanos that it's dependent. The Torah hinges it on the regalam. Avalacha loy. Dahashchichi aniim. Now before the Gemara said dahakaima aniim, or really the Gemara says hashchichi aniim, I will allow you to contemplate that discrepancy. Amar Rava.
Rabbi, quick question. Why can't the Gemara just, I'm sorry if you can hear me, why can't the Gemara just say that you're chayiv and bal ta'acher, after you're chayiv immediately, there's a chiyuv on the person to give immediately. However, there's a separate din of bal ta'acher, one's three separate lav. Why is that so shver?
Something to have to do with the chidushi ha-granat. If you want, you could look it up in Maseches Nedarim, where he speaks about this or bal ta'acher. So it's very complicated, but if you want to look it up over there, you could. That's a very good question you're asking. Excellent question. But it's not for the context of this conversation. He says, who said that there's bal ta'acher right away? Maybe you're obechiv to give it right away, but the iser bal ta'acher is only going to be later. That's going to depend on how you understand the relationship between the chiyuv and the iser bal ta'acher, which, as I mentioned, is in the Gaon Rav Naftali Chop. Let's keep going, my friends. Amar Rava. It's an excellent question. I'm happy. Baruch Hashem, I have a very attentive and very astute crowd here. Kivan she'aver alav regel echad oiver ba'asei. Once we pass one regel, you're oiver an asei. This is what we mentioned. That's Rava's opinion. Where Rav is saying that once you have one regel, you're oiver an asei. There's an asei. You're not the lav, but the asei is regel echad. Mace, we ask a question. Heid Rabbi Yeshua v'Rav. I don't know how to pronounce that. Anyone want to help me? Papias. Papias. You like that, right? Okay. Rav Papias. What? Al Vlad Shlomim. Sheyakliv Shlomim. They were made on the Vlad of a Shlomim, that it is going to be brought also as a Shlomim. Paphios, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't even know how to pronounce Papa. By the way, there are those of the opinion, his name is Papha. Just so you should know. There's some of the Achronim say his name is Papha. What? Yeah, Papa and Papa are pretty much the same, but Papha or Papha. It's Paphios. Rabbi Yeshua Paphios, al Vlad Shlomim, Sheyakliv Shlomim. That's you have a Shlomim. And the Shlomim Mazel Tov as a baby Shlomim. What do you do with the baby? You also makrev it as a Shlomim. Amar of Paphios, ani meyit shehoi solanu para shel zivchei Shlomim. We had a cow that was a korban Shlomim. Ve'achlinu bePesach, and we ate that cow on the Chag of Pesach. Vlada, ve'achlinu. I'm sorry, ve'achlinu vlada shlamim bechag, and we ate the child a shlamim on a what's chag? Sukkis. So we went. The mother they ate when Pesach. The baby they ate when Sukkis. What's in between, my friends? Shavuos. So says the Gemara, Hechi Mashila, the bottom line. Hechi Mashila v'arvelav be'asei. How could they have left it? They're being over on an asei. The asei is going to be over on Shavuos. Amar Rav Zvid, Mishmei
D'Rava. I think we might have skipped a line, Rabbi. The second to last line.
Thank you very much. Let's do it again. Thank you very much. I was just checking if you're listening. Amar of Papayas, and he made it. I'm down the fourth line, at the beginning of the third to bottom line. And he made it. Shehaisa no parashal zivchei shlam v'achlinu v'pesach. V'achlinu v'lada shlamim v'chag. B'shlama v'pesach loy akruvua. I understand why they weren't makrovit on Pesach, which is when they ate the mother. Ema d'mechusar zman habe. Because the way it works is you cannot bring a carbon within the eighth day of its being born. So maybe you're saying the baby was actually born right then. So you can't bring the carbon on the first regal. And if you can't bring it, you're obviously not going to be over on the asay. Ela vlada be'atzeres hechimashilu. But through Shavuos, which is 49 days later, so it's clearly not within the 8th day of it being born. So how could you have left it over? You're going to be over on an asay. That the Gemara says, if you're telling you over an asay every time you over the past the first regal, so then what's going on over there? Amar Rav Zvid, Nishmei de Rava, Kegoin, She Hoysa, Choyle Batzeres. The animal, the Vlad, the baby was sick on the Atzeres, so therefore it was not bringable. Says Toysis, because it's possible be'akrova. It says Zakin or Choyle can't be brought. The animal, Baruch Hashem, it healed by Sukkah, so they brought it on Sukkah. That's the first answer. We'll make enokimta that the animal was sick. Rashi Omar, Rashi says, no, that's a simpler answer. My achlinu vlada bishlamim bechag. When I said they ate it on chag, viktani is chag hashavuos. Literally, you translate the word chag, the chag just means the festival, the festival. So maybe it means chag hashavuos, which is the very next chag. So the Gemara thought the word chag meant sukkahs, because very often when it says v'samachta b'chagecha, that's referring to sukkahs. Or other times it says the word chag. Sometimes chag means sukkahs, but sometimes chag just means yom tiv. Says the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to say, why did we not like this in the first place? V'idoch kol heicha diktani pesach tani atzeres. Listen. If it's going to say in context of a particular chag, like it said before, we started with Pesach and we ended on the chag. What does chag mean? If it means just Yom Tov, then it wouldn't. Whenever it starts off with a particular chag, it will end with a particular chag. So if it says Pesach and then says chag, what is that referring to? Sukkos. If it wanted to say Shavuos, it would have said Atzeres. Because it's like saying the following thing. You ever heard of someone whose name, his first name was Mr.? No. But let's say someone's first name is Mr. So we would call him Mr. 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 Maybe. So let's say I'm saying Chaim and Mr. So they're sitting in front of me right now, three phenomenal budding Talmidei Chachamim, Chaim, Avi, and Mister. That'll be his name for argument's sake. So if I would say it's Chaim and Mister, could I be referring to Avi and calling maybe his name is Mr. Zellinger? He is a Mister. Yeah, but if I would be saying Mr. Zellinger, I would have said Mr. Feller and Mr. Zellinger. But once I'm referring to Chaim by his first name, if I'm saying Mister, I'm probably referring to the other Mr. Greenberg over here. Mr. is his first name. He's Mr. and Mr. Greenberg. So when I say Chag, if I first started with the word Pesach, which means I'm referring to it by its very intimate name, then I would say afterwards Chag, I probably don't mean Shavuos. Because if I start with Chag, I'm going to say Atzeres. So therefore, we're back to our question, which is, then how did you skip over Shavuos? The answer is the animal was sick. And we go back to that original answer that we had. Some, right, exactly. Okay. So the Gemara, Amar Rava, Kimon Shavu Lav Gimel Regalim, B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, Oyver B'Bal Ta'acher. Now Rava says that once you pass the Gimel Regalim, you're over on Bal Ta'acher every single day, which means that there's a constant Bal Ta'acher happening.